faster than a speeding bullet. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's This WAP Doesn't Lie. The No Bullshit Podcast. Now, here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, yeah. I got my co-host Ann in the house.
Happy Friday.
And I see Coop. Coop's in the house. Flapper's in the house. Let's kick it.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Improving. Made so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ah. We're gonna have a fun good time. We're gonna have a fun good time.
I see Chuck's in the house.
We're gonna have a fun good time.
Eric is in the house.
We're gonna have a fun good time. Let's take him up, Fred. We gotta take you high. Ow! All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again, huh?
Here comes my trumpet.
I'm going to get that fella with the little horn over there.
Here comes the trumpet, man.
Fred, can you take us higher?
Yeah.
This guy
take
can play.
Fred! Fred! Fred!
Yeah, that man can play. Well, look at all the stuff that's going on in the news.
Ooh-wee.
You know what? What really boiled me up, everybody must have saw on TV the immigrants, illegal aliens, crashing the gates. And here are soldiers down there, and they just like ran all over them. And I watched. What is that? MSNBC or yeah. Whatever? Is that what it's called?
I think so. Yeah.
Chuck Scarborough is on there and he's yelling at the people watching the TV program and he's blaming Trump because Trump said to Congress not to sign the bill. And in all reality, all Joe Biden has to do is pick up a pen and reenact the bill that Trump originally signed to send these illegals back or arrest them. And he's just not doing it. I am so sick and tired of people blaming Trump. And look how many years Joe Biden is responsible for the border. All he had to do, you know why Joe Biden won't reinstate those executive orders that Trump signed? Because he doesn't want people going back telling him, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was right. That's the only reason why he's not doing this. And the lies, man, the lies are coming out like crazy. Can you imagine, Ann, and Ann knows about real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine you going to a bank and I have a house that I want to sell, And I tell the bank, you know, well, I want to loan money off of it, right? Is that how it went down? Right?
Do you want money to need a loan to buy the piece of property?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I say that the property's worth $30 million. And you give me the money, right?
With interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I didn't basically do anything to you. I didn't steal your money.
No.
And I don't, you know, and here they take Trump to court and say that he must pay $500 million.
With a B.
$500 million. And he committed no crime.
Hi, Doss.
Even the banks said that they would do business with him again.
Yeah, there's no victim.
There was no victim, no crime. So how the hell do you make someone pay $500 million when nobody got ripped off and the banks were happy? So here there's no crime, but yet they're going to confiscate his hotels and maybe his own home. I'm so glad that Trump filed an appeal. You know what it is? What it boils down to, right? The hatred. Let me tell you, the hatred people have for Trump is so enormous that they would cut off their foot to see Trump not become the president again. It's beyond me. There's people out there, I guess people out there don't mind paying $4 and $5 a gallon gas. I guess people don't mind paying for $250 for two bags of grocery. I guess people don't mind buying a house and paying 7% interest. I guess people out there don't mind it, right? Is that how it is? And then pretty soon you're all going to have to drive electric cars, right? You're going to have to park your gas vehicle and do what your little, you got to do what your sheep herder says. Joe Biden is the sheep herder. That's what Joe Biden is, right? And a sheep herder.
It's not, I don't consider him to be the shepherd.
No, when I mean sheep herder, there's people out there that hate Trump so much that they will stick their head up Joe Biden's ass and not think nothing of it. You know, that's what I mean by Joe Biden is the sheep herder. Because you have these people like sheep, and usually sheep will just follow you around anywhere you go, no matter what you do.
Well, if you're the food source.
Of course.
He's trying to be the food source to, you know, our new illegals and to all the different social programs that they've put out there.
Talking about the food service. And then they had Mr. Wonderful on TV, and what he said was absolutely correct. All these big major companies are now not going to do business in New York City.
No one wants to invest. It's too much of a risk with Letitia in charge.
And I don't blame them, because then what's next? She's going to go after them and say, you inflated the price, and now we're going to take your place?
Well, this whole case that Letitia brought against Trump is unprecedented against an individual. There have been a few cases, in historically speaking, against corporations, but never against an individual.
Exactly.
So that's
that
what's
law
different this
is
time.
Like 70-something years old.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And again, there was no harm and no victim. You have to have a victim to commit a crime, I thought.
Her argument is that the victims are the the residents of New York.
Yeah, and how are they the victim, though?
I'm not really sure.
She really never explained that part.
She just needs money for her own budget. And guess where all that money goes?
Where?
It goes into the budget of the attorney general, not into the coffers of the
And what does he do with it?
She's going to spend it on who knows what. I'm not really sure.
Maybe she should give that money to Fannie.
They're in different states.
Give it to Fannie so she could go back and, you know, now that her boyfriend backed out of the deal.
Wade, yeah.
Yeah, she could go and rent a hotel room under John Doe. And this way she could go and suck him off in the hotel room.
Well, to back up a little bit, the original fee for this quote-unquote crime was $300-something million, and interest accrues every day for the 30 days until a time runs out. And Trump has to put the money up if he wants to be able to file an appeal. If he does not put the money up, appeal will be impossible. They won't allow it.
Well, he is going to get the money.
How?
He already mentioned it on TV through Truth Social.
Well, Truth Social, just by putting that on the stock exchange, guess what? Initial buyers to any stock, not just Truth Social. If you are an initial investor to anything that hits the stock exchange, you cannot you cannot cash out. You cannot cash out for 6 months, so that's not a source of money for
them. Well, there's other investors that would put up the money also.
I don't know. We'll
see. Yes, there is, because Truth Social is worth billions.
Apparently, which shocks me.
It is.
Me.
It's
why?
Huge.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, there's over 20 million followers.
Oh, my God.
It's probably more than that.
To listen to Trump every
day? I guarantee you, I'll bet you $1,000 that Trump does not lose anything. I guarantee you that a judge will throw a higher court, because he already said he would take it to the Supreme Court. I guarantee you eventually he will get all his money back and they will drop this case.
If in fact, Letitia, special hello to 86 Bad Love. If Letitia sells his property, she's going to sell them in a fire sale, which means she will not sell them for full price. So for him to buy them back,
he will lose money.
I'm
talking about once he puts up the $500 million. That's what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're assuming he'll do that?
Oh, he will.
There is an appeal to lower the the punitive damages. And it has to be decided on by noon on Monday. But again, that will be by Democratic judges in the city of New York. So I don't have a lot of hope for that. I don't think anyone should.
I think it's going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see what kind of magic.
I think it's going to happen. And I guarantee you that this case will be thrown out of court. Like I said, there's no victim. There was no harm done. No victim. You can't just turn around and say, I'm suing you because of the people of New York.
But that's
it's bullshit.
Those are the quote victims in her case.
It's bullshit.
Well, there was a crazy judge and a vindictive AG. So Trump didn't have a lot of chance to win.
What do you think, Raccoon?
An illegal judge, okay, he made an illegal move to cause him to pay a bond in his sentencing for something that never happened.
Yep.
That is illegal. You cannot, unless they make a class action suit, people of New York have nothing to do with rendering any verdict at all.
You're right.
Because they can't sue him if they're not involved in it.
You're right.
So this is all a big gaslighting is all it is. They're going to take his property. If they do that, then they can shut down every freaking business or make them pay a fine for something they never did. And then they would ruin the economy in New York.
Economy in New York is already downhill. The amount of commercial.
I'm talking about destroying it.
Yeah, well, the amount of commercial space that sits vacant right now in New York City, I think they're at 40%. Yeah. It's not a good place to be.
Good. Drive it in.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, see, if it's for the people of New York and everybody's leaving because of this crap is going on.
Yes.
Who's the one who takes the brunt of it? The average New Yorker.
Yeah,
that's right.
And if they do that and say this is for the people of New York, and they're seeing their daggone stores closed, they can't get anything unless they go to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Then there's nothing that's been done, and it's all been illegal.
Yeah,
they have to have a crime to commit you. You know, it's supposed to be in the United States you're guilty to or innocent till proven guilty, but here in the United States for the last 35, 40 years, you're guilty till proven innocent.
Well, what
and
is
this judge and a lot of backdoor deals with other people to keep him from talking about the case for showing evidence of his daggone innocence. The judge disregards everything that he says. So this judge is not in his right mind doing the job a judge is supposed to do. Yeah. It's up to the prosecutor to say, here's my evidence, the guy's guilty. And the other people say, well, here's my evidence that I am innocent. And then the judge is supposed to make a rational decision on what to do next. And nothing about these cases have been rational.
Yes.
You're right about that.
What is that famous Russian saying? Give me the person, I'll find the crime. Isn't that was the best rule of law in Russia? That's how they do it.
You also have to remember the old Joseph Stalin. I don't care who votes as long as I control the vote counters.
That's right. Exactly.
There you go.
Kind of along those lines.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Yeah. Very interesting few days this is going to be.
What do you think, Eric?
Well, I think the way things are going on with, you know, with Trump's, you know, legal matters, you know, I mean, you know, I find it pretty damn remarkable, you know. And I'm sure even you, Rocky, and you, Felix, would echo the same sentiment that they have put him through the ringer like so bad that it's unreal. That I've even had conversations on like on other podcasts, including the Wednesday Night Beans and Winnie is Slightly Doomed. Jeremy and James and Scooter are in agreement that Trump is already destined for political martyrdom, dead or alive.
Yeah,
It's a shame. It is a shame. I've never seen anything like this.
Well,
it's never happened in our history.
If Letitia takes a 45, Zach, then Biden is going to lose the election, because that is just iconic to people in New York City to have her dancing around in the lobby of a property. It'll be the death of the Biden campaign.
Who's going to be dead?
Letitia.
And you have to understand too that she actually vowed to take Donald Trump down no matter what.
That's how she was elected. She was elected on that was her platform. Yeah.
She was elected on a promise to destroy Trump.
That's right.
Now she's going to get destroyed.
We'll see. I certainly hope so.
No, she's going to get destroyed because she has violated her bar.
Yeah.
Even though she's an elected official, she is supposed to go by the law, and she didn't.
Eric, maybe you can update us on what's going on with Fani, because Wade resigned.
Well, I think Trump might be filing an appeal, because I think that you know, like in the judge's ruling, he basically just let Fani off the hook when she did something really egregious to the point that she should be removed from the case. But then there's also a possibility that Trump and his lawyers could petition for a new judge in the case, and you know, considering that Scott McAfee has an apparent conflict of interest.
Right.
Because he also did something prior to issuing his ruling that was a big no-no. He talked to our Atlanta TV station, WSB-TV, that judges are forbidden from discussing pending cases before he or she makes a ruling.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And something we have to remember about Fannie Willis now, she violated campaign practices. That was a felony.
Office.
That was a felony to take and steal the money from your election campaign. That's just one of them. She admitted to several crimes that she done that the average person goes to jail for, but she doesn't because of what? Diversity?
Yeah.
The woman's a freaking, she's a lunatic. She's one that also vowed to take down Trump. And the judge is in that case is a freaking scatterbrain. He's a fucking lunatic.
He's young.
That doesn't make no difference, because they're supposed to abide by the law that they are pushing against the people. Mm-hmm. They are the final in the law system. And if you screw it up and the innocent get thrown in jail, then obviously they weren't doing the job that they were appointed to do. Yep. Most prosecutors say, I'm going to convict this guy even if I have to do whatever.
Right.
And they say it all the time. And it's like, wait a minute. Where's our innocent till proven guilty at?
Mm-hmm.
They won't answer you.
Well,
because it's all a sham.
Well, they're basically, you know, going by Rashida Tlaib's you know, playbook. You remember when Rashida Tlaib, you know, campaigned on, we're going to impeach the MFer.
That's right.
We're going to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, and the damn FBI also said that if Trump was elected, they had their kill that they were going to do, and nothing happened to those people. You know, they got off scot-free, even though they were lying to Congress. Because they're the upper class, they get away with that because of the corruption within our legal systems.
Yep. Hey, Zach, what's happening?
Not much. I've just been busy.
I hear bottles over there. What are you sucking down?
That was my tobacco jar.
Oh, gotcha.
What kind of tobacco are you smoking?
Margo Gold right now.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Well, the topic of tonight's podcast is Close the Border Now. Zach, we're hoping you can come up with some music to get us started.
Yeah, where's our song?
We need some Crossing the Border music of one kind or another.
Yeah, some Hot Tamale song.
Hot Tamale?
Before he plays that, I got to ask you a question, Felix. Why doesn't Mexico have any top-rated Olympic swimmers?
Why?
Because they've already made it to America.
Are they swimming from Haiti, which is another whole disaster that's coming across our border?
Yeah, but
Haiti's all fucked up.
You only have to do a 100 meter dash, and that's basically what they have to do across the thing on Rio Grande. The other's a marathon.
I think they should put some alligators, crocodiles in the river.
Haiti's a shithole.
Haiti is a disaster.
It's a shithole. Who's always a shithole?
Cannibalism.
Really hard.
Cannibalism going on.
That's what you get when you start practicing voodoo.
Oh, we're gonna have that conversation.
Of course.
Go ahead. What do you know about voodoo?
The motherfuckers over there, they can't even run the country. You know what United States should do?
There's no country to run.
Let me tell you something. I think the United States.
Uh-oh.
You know what I would do if I was a president? I round up every illegal I can run. You know what I do? This is what I do. This would be my plan.
Hi, Roland. Welcome.
I would take the wall down, right?
Oh, really?
Yes. I take the wall down.
Uh-huh.
I take every illegal I can get.
All 10 million of them.
Yeah. I take 10 million illegals, right?
Okay.
And I ship them all to fucking Haiti.
Haiti. Let them sort it out.
All to Haiti. Here you go. This place is yours.
There you go.
You could have it.
Interesting.
All we need to do is build the wall back up and put all the Democrats over in Mexico because that's what they like.
Yeah, but Mexico says they're not taking anybody back. Did you hear them?
It don't make no difference. Mexico's small potatoes once you get rid of their dagon cartel members in Congress and the Senate.
Yeah.
The United States, you know what the United States should do to take care of this whole situation?
Tell me.
Take over Mexico and make it
bring back lynching.
Take it over. Take Mexico over.
For what?
Take it over and take Haiti over too.
What are you going to do with Mexico? Ugh.
I'm telling you.
Mexico's not that bad once you put your comforts into Mexico.
Take it over.
Go to a tourist town. Don't go to a village. Go to a tourist town and see how luxurious those places are.
Mexico City was a whole.
They should take Mexico over and send every Mexican to everyone's house so they could clean
the
bathroom.
All right.
And do my laundry.
There we go. Stop it. Just stop.
Put them on the road cruise, man. Fix some of these potholes.
Oh my God.
See, and when I ask him to do something, he says, "Yes, Mr. Wap. Yes, Mr. Wap. I do.
Hey, Felix.
I clean, Mr. Wap.
All right.
I clean.
I'll tell you an interesting story that
I clean, Mr. Wap.
I'll tell you.
Where's my peso? Where's my corona, Mr. Wap? Give me my
pool's dirty, boy. Get back in there and get them leaves out of the pool.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wap, but I no sucker pee pee.
Oh, dear Lord. I heard an interesting story. I'm just going to continue about illegal aliens and where they are.
Where are they?
Interestingly enough,
in Haiti?
No, marijuana is becoming legal state after state over time. Now it's legal in Connecticut, yada, yada. And a lot of them are being lured to these marijuana farms in Ohio.
Uh-oh.
And they're treating them like indentured slaves, servants.
Yeah.
And promising a place to live, but they work, you know, 24/7, are malnourished, and they have no place to sleep, and they're sleeping on the floor in the barns and all the rest of the stuff. But the quality of the pot they're producing is off the charts.
There you go.
And so all
that's because we've been fighting a drug war since 1960s, and it's not been a win, lose, or draw yet. Why? Because the goddamn government's in charge of it.
Yep.
They're the ones reaping the benefits. That's why you have all this crap going on in Democratic cities. Those goddamn drug dealers, and I know this from experience, those drug dealers are nothing more than couriers for the elite.
Absolutely.
That's why pot prices are so damn expensive, too.
I remember in pot prices, you can get a goddamn lid for a goddamn $20. You know, and everybody has to have everything under the sun now, and it smells so pretty and stuff. It doesn't make no difference how pretty it smells as long as it gets you high.
Yeah, but now it's fentanyl, and so it's a real dangerous thing to go out and buy in the street.
I remember in 1969, I could buy a pound for $110 bucks.
Pound?
Yeah. Pound of herb.
Yeah, a pound.
Well, now it's
Animal Red.
Our fentanyl,
$25 because you had to pay for shipping.
Our fentanyl deaths are through the roof in Connecticut. It's really tragic. Kids buying it on the street. It's really sad. They put it in everything.
That's because China's pushing it through Mexico through the dagon trucks and the dagon trains and stuff. And they've unleashed so much fentanyl in the United States that they could kill the population of fucking China.
Yeah, it's really a tragic.
1.7 billion lethal doses.
There you go.
Jeez.
You know, listen.
We have it in our country. And yes, the medical facilities use it as a painkiller for severe pain, but that just starts the fentanyl crisis right there with people trying to get off of it, and they go back into it, and they're right out there on the street looking like a lamppost.
Yep.
I look at it this way. If Russia can take over Ukraine, we could take over Mexico.
What do you want to do with Mexico again?
Listen, while you're at it, if the United States takes over Mexico, you might as well keep going.
Texas,
Dominican Republic, take Haiti.
That's an island, you realize. It's not connected.
Well, we could use that island.
To put illegals? Is that what you're suggesting?
Anything we want.
Another guitar.
Well, you put the illegals and strand them there and leave them with nothing.
Yeah.
And just remember, half of the United States at one time is owned by Spain.
I understand that.
See?
I'm very
okay.
It'll be good.
We fought for Texas and the rest of the daggone southern border.
Yes.
Why not just go ahead and extend that shit all the way down to the Panama Canal and take Panama back?
Take that too. Why not? And then take Puerto Rico, right?
Puerto Rico, you want that too?
Yes.
Puerto Rico's already a territory. All we got to do is get rid of the Democrats destroying the place.
After I take Puerto Rico, I'll take Jamaica because I like Jamaican food.
Jamaica?
Yes.
Look at a map.
Yeah, man, you bumbo. Bumbo clad.
Jamaica's another
bumbo clad.
Another country filled
with Ross clad bumbo.
Okay. Might as well go ahead and get the rest of the Spice Islands at the time. I mean, you know, when I was in Grenada, I talked to a guy there. He said his family lineage on Grenada was 400 years old.
Take Grenada, too.
They came over as slaves. They were dumped off.
Yep.
And then they basically abandoned the island, and basically all the slaves were running the damn thing as a big, big tribe.
And then while I was at it,
Jamaica.
I will move north, all my soldiers north, and I'll take Canada too.
What do you want with Canada for?
Why not? It's the United States. Take Canada, and I go.
What benefit is Canada?
Because I want it.
Wilderness.
I would take it.
Canada's got a lot of gold and silver in it.
Oh, that's right. Well, then there's a reason.
Yeah.
So you take the whole place over, top to bottom.
You know, I started investing in gold.
And at the same time, Felix, we can prove to Al Gore that there's a hell of a lot more fucking polar bears since he was born.
Yeah.
That's right.
They all moved to Canada.
Well, polar bears are in Canada.
I did.
They're not in America. They're in, unless it's in a zoo, they're in the wild in northern parts of Canada.
Yeah, no, I know. It's real cold. It's real cold. I started investing in gold. I've given up on the dollar.
How much?
I'm not saying, but that
when you say invest in gold, don't tell me you listen to those commercials where you invest $100,000 and they send you a piece of paper.
Yeah, if you ain't got it in your hand, you don't own it.
Nothing. They don't give you nothing.
You're not investing in gold per se. You're investing in the...
Listen, if I was to invest in gold, right?
Yep.
I want the fucking gold in my hand.
I know you do.
I want a bar gold in my hand. Sure. I don't want a piece of paper saying I own it.
Well, how is it different than investing in Rumble or whatever Truth or whatever the hell it is?
What are you talking about?
All that shit is expendable. All the stocks are nothing more than organized Aegon gambling.
That piece of paper don't mean shit.
No.
In front of you.
Okay. Well,
if you put $50,000 in the stock market and the stock market dips down and goes out like it did in 1929, guess who gets the money? The people who own the stock market.
That's correct.
And probably if you
invest in anything other than the material piece that you're going after in precious metals, if you don't have it in your hand and be able to put it in a safe or hide it somewhere, you don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are sucked into this buying stocks.
Yep.
A lot of people are heavily invested in stock paper for gold. And it's like I told him, I said, you know, you can have all the damn gold in the world, but if the government wants it, they'll take it away from you like they did in 1933.
And they gave you a piece of paper. Gold certificate, $20 gold certificate.
Special hi to here at the gates. Welcome to live studio. So do we want to talk about the border since that was your topic for today, Mr. Wop?
Uh-oh, raccoon got of somebody. I bet you his wife's calling his cell.
Right. Well, let's talk about the border, shall we? Want to start with the video that the guy post took?
Zach, go ahead. He was going to say something.
I'm sorry, Zach.
I got a song for you. It's about the border.
Play it.
Build a wall, build a wall, 10 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet tall. Build a wall, 10 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet tall.
Since a minute, that's what I like.
Candidate in 15, I was intrigued and curious just like I was a teen. I knew that he was gonna go and build himself a team. Got a first class ticket to get on the Trump train. Putting up videos on the book and on the gram. Syrian
refugee
challenge, then I was the man. A million views and running, and I do it cause I can. I'm just trying to do my part to make the country great again. But back to the policy, Donald Trump's are hard to beat. Listen for a minute, man, it really ain't too hard to see. America's a part of me, inherent with camaraderie. Apparently the parents ain't been parenting, it bothers me. Build a wall, 10 feet, 20 feet, 100 feet tall.
That's what we need.
Very good.
A 100-foot wall.
Well, it didn't stop the people who charged
Trump's going to have to make it even higher.
Yes. You know what? You know how you
broke through the wall.
You know what you do? You build a wall, right? Like 50 feet tall, and you put pictures along the other side of the wall of Michelle Obama's balls.
Stop it.
And nobody will cross over or try to climb over the wall.
No, you don't think so?
No, not with Michelle Obama's dick and balls hanging there.
Oh, God.
Because nobody wants to grab her nuts except Barack.
Apparently.
Of course.
Sure. You think that's a deterrent? I don't think so.
Would you touch her penis?
Those people in the video seem desperate to get into the United States. Didn't they?
They'll crawl over anything.
Yeah, those fucking Mexicans.
They'll crawl over 100 feet of Dagon broken glass and trade your mamas in, man.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Look, it's a...
Felix.
What?
Hi, Aaron.
Mike just said... Mike balls.
Mike balls. They will climb right over Mike balls. That's what Coop said.
Though the people
Mike's nuts.
The people who broke through seem pretty desperate to me. I mean, aside from those poor, what are they? National Guard. Who they were defenseless, and I guess the rules of
nice.
Rules of engagement were different than what they thought it was.
Did you have a gun? I didn't understand how that could happen, how that was allowed.
Who?
Because they don't want anybody getting shot. It's all a big farce because you got to understand this is an alien invasion of people coming over here. And in some state, they've already okayed them to buy weapons.
And the vote. Yes. And the
vote. So now we have a foreign army getting ready for a bunch of false flags.
Have you heard
I've been telling people this for a long time, and Eric will back me up. I've told people this is an alien invasion. These people, military age, will come over here and they will put up some kind of a battle or a bunch of false flags. And you see it in the news all the time.
Aliens from space.
No, no.
No. Well, you, the Hail Mary passes
Zach,
to you.
Zach, whatever. Don't. Huh?
Aaron wrote
Hail Mary passes too, right?
Aaron wrote Girl Scouts have rights too. Give them guns.
I'll take one. I'm a Girl Scout.
Are you?
Yes, I am. But have you ever been part of a demonstration and, you know, the National Guard is on the other side? They use tear gas. They use pepper spray.
They didn't use anything.
It isn't just shot dead. I don't understand why they
don't know why. I don't know why for the life of me, they just don't put up a high-powered electric fence.
Oh, I'm getting ready to say that, Felix. When they got to do is energize that sucker.
Yes, put 20,000 volts through that bitch. As soon as they touch it, they're fucking nuts. The Mexican nuts turn into tacos.
They turn into fried meat.
Yeah, and they could eat each other.
Build the damn thing like the Korean fence in North Korea, separating South Korea, the DMZ. You touch that bitch, you vaporize.
That's right.
There's nothing left.
Well, that seems
and like Ann said.
It only takes a half a dozen of them to touch it before the rest of them will back off 20 miles from that bitch.
And like Ann said,
nowhere near.
In that, what is it, the Rio Grande? Fill it up with alligators.
Absolutely. Crocodiles, alligators.
Crocodiles, whatever. Alligators.
Solve the whole problem.
Put hippos in there, everything. Put Michelle Obama in there. Everything.
Hey, Cart. Welcome.
Put her nutsack in there.
Yeah, her big balls can hang out. Put Barack
in there.
I think they should
just fill the damn thing to the brim with piranha.
Barack can give all the Mexicans free blow jobs.
Fill the damn thing with toxic acid.
Yes, that's what they should do. Or fill it up with oil and then light it.
Then they'll demand this to put it out because of climate change.
Yeah, what's his name?
I say fill the damn thing with piranha.
That's a good one, too.
Then they get all their Mexican balls ate up.
Yep.
Yep.
Get some of those Southeast Asian rock apes and put them through the mountains across the parts that doesn't, you know, that the Rio Grande is not on. Let them tear them apart.
All they have to do is get Joe Biden's wife and put her up there butt naked like a scarecrow, and nobody will come.
That just cures. That just gives them ED, man.
You know what, Felix? What? Just imagine if a Mexican family turned this show on right now.
Hey, I don't care. They got their country. We have our country. If you don't want to assimilate with us, then shut the hell up and go back.
They're probably listening to what that gringo say? What'd he say? Maria, Maria, listen to this motherfucker.
I said, stay home. We're fucking broke.
Yeah, fuck them. I told you, take the wall down and put all fucking washing machines and dryers and let them do our fucking laundry. Okay? You don't need a wall. Pay them.
Throw the broken ones down there and they can repair them and do our laundry.
Man, these Mexicans shouldn't be coming over here anyway. Fuck, we ain't got the money to pay their asses anyway.
No, we don't. We're broke.
They'll work for a fucking Corona. They'll work all week for a fucking Corona and a dollar.
No, make them all towed up a dagon 5 gallons of dagon rum up here with them. You know, the tequila. Bring your tequila and we will think about letting you in. But first we have to sample it.
Create a new law, and the only way they could come across into the United States if they fuck Big Mike in his ass. And we get to video it and sell it on pay-per-view.
I don't think Big Mike will last that long.
I don't know. That's a big dude, boy.
Yeah, but
big shit,
10 million.
I think she could. Well,
I don't think she's strong enough.
Handle it.
He's going to blow up or bleed to death, one or the other.
I think he can handle it, but believe me, she's like a Green Bay Packer.
Maybe 10,000, but not 2 million.
You think
not even 10 million. You know? Well,
the Mexicans got little dicks anyhow, so she could probably
handle it. I think we should put all the trans down there in uniform and make them ward them off, have them in their pink and yellow and
the Mexicans
colors of the rainbow standing there, go, come on over. And they go, oh, hell no. I go back home.
Maybe they might join them.
Hopefully. But then they'll probably step in the water and get eaten by the fucking piranha.
That's what they need, man. Why don't they do Amazon? I don't get it.
I'm sure Bill Gates could come up with a dagon climatized piranha and put down a couple million of them in the river down if you wanted to.
They need to bring
part of the problem.
Buck Nasty down there. You know Buck Nasty? Buck Nasty. You know who Buck Nasty is? That's who they need to go down there and watch that border. I like when Buck Nasty, somebody made fun of his coat. It was Dave Chappelle's show, and it was an award for the best pimp. And Dave Chappelle shows up with this like big fur coat, and Buck Nasty made fun of his coat. He goes, I resent the fact that you made fun of my coat. He goes, this coat's made out of your mama's pubic hairs.
Oh God!
Wait till people find out where hair extensions come from.
It's Mexican's pubic hairs.
No. They make the hair extensions in India. Oh, how they do it
Justin,
is bizarre.
I bet
they
it
use
is.
Use hair clogs from the sewer system.
Oh.
And they clean it. They straighten it. They make it into whatever they are making in hair extensions, and they send it to America.
That's nasty.
Women are running around with goddamn sewer rat dagon hair extensions.
And they're putting
there's,
that.
There's a whole video on that. They're showing how these people go in there and they take the sewer clog out, they break it down, they clean it, they start separating everything, they get the hair out, and then they're sewing it onto the or weaving it onto the little straps that hold the hair extensions together. They package him and they put him in there to a place destined for the Americas.
Nasty.
It is. But people don't give a shit. They'll put the
women
put that ratty shit on thinking that they look beautiful, but they've got Indian hair from India. You know?
Where's my doxy?
Does anybody know the status of what's going on in Texas where the governor won, quote unquote, won that he could deport or jail illegals?
And they put her, they took him to court.
There's another
again.
Injunction on it.
SB4.
SB4, that's right.
And this other judge said hold? You can't do it.
Yeah.
So I thought the Supreme Court overrules everyone.
Yeah, but what Supreme Court? There's a state Supreme Court and a federal one.
You know what? This country's going to get the federal. This country's going to fucking hell.
That's why you have so many students for your pistol permit class. People are terrified at this point.
Yes. Come and take my course. Getyourpistolpermit.com.
To Raccoon's point, in Los Angeles, there was a ruling by some idiot saying that illegals could carry guns. That happened this week.
Yeah,
this, Felix. At least you're making that money.
Yeah, you're right.
And in Washington, illegals now can vote in municipal elections. That was decided in Washington, D.C. That was another judgment.
Yeah,
that
came that's why they're letting all these fucking illegals in so they can vote for these crooked ass lying bastard Democrats. Let me tell you something. I always said I'll vote for fucking Charles Manson before I vote for a Democrat. You could dig them up and I'll vote for him.
Well, that's not true. What about the senator we listened to today from Pennsylvania, the guy who had the stroke?
Yeah.
What's his name? Peterson?
Something? Fetterman.
Fetterman. He's a Democrat who seemed to be pretty sane. There are a few
fuck
out
him.
There.
Fuck him too.
Fuck him.
Man, There's a couple times I've heard him stutter like Biden.
Yep.
Hey, Felix.
Yeah.
I have an emergency I will attend to, and I'll be back hopefully before the end of the show, but I don't know if I will.
That's all right. Do what you got to do, man.
Okay.
I hope everything's okay with him.
Yeah. So in Washington, D.C., they can now vote in municipal elections. That was decided today. We'll see if that ruling stands. It's really quite something, the changes that are happening here.
It's fucked up. Everyone turning a bunch of fucking liars, man. You know what really irks me is these news organizations that lie out of their ass.
Well, they all have their own message. That's on all sides, not just one.
Three other of them, all the CNN, MSNBC, all blaming Trump for fucking.
Because they had nothing else better to talk about.
I can't, because they hate the man so much, man.
Well, they blame that video we saw from the guy from the Post on Trump. Somehow they turned it on him that it was his fault that they were storming the fence.
Everything is Trump's fault.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. It could be anything.
It was odd. Very odd.
And then, I don't get it when people say, well, I'm voting for Joe Biden. And when you ask them, what has this man done? They really can't say much.
No, they're really voting against Trump. That's what they're doing. They're not voting for Biden. But
like I said before, these people must not care about the prices of everything.
Yeah, I guess.
But unlike middle class people and poor class people, they care about the prices. And I think there's more of them than there is wealthy people that live in this country. I forgot what the numbers were, but they're saying that I think it's high, like 40 or 50% of the people don't even have $1,000 saved in their bank
for an emergency. Yeah, that's
and
true.
They and the majority, I think it's 40% of the people live check by check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the new American way. That's
I live that way.
What I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with me.
Bullshit.
Yep.
And it's a shame, man. The Democrats have been saying for years they're for the middle class and poor people, but they're still poor and they're still middle class. The Democrats are a bunch of lying motherfuckers. They created the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes. Well, Cart, I wanted to answer your question. There are other options. And a vote for Kennedy or what is Cornelius's last name?
Cornelius, the black guy?
Yeah.
You got it. Let me tell you something.
What is his last name?
You know what? The black guy is very intelligent. Don't get me wrong.
He is a smart guy.
But he's a racist. He's beyond a racist.
But a vote for one of them is a vote against Biden and not for Trump. So I think a lot of people are going that way.
He's comparable to Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah. Didn't he go to Harvard or something? He's a pretty smart guy. And that's dangerous, I suppose.
I'm telling you, he's just like Louis Farrakhan.
What is his last name?
I don't know.
Cornelius.
Sapsucker.
No, that ain't it.
But Cornelius Suck My Toe Sapsucker.
All right. But a vote for him or for Kennedy is a vote not for Biden and not for Trump. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Neither one of them have a chance to win.
That's not the point.
And you know why Trump is going to win?
Maybe.
You know why?
He better.
You know why?
Mind his manners.
You know why he's going to win?
Why?
The only way Biden can win if he turns around tomorrow and signs that damn piece of paper that Trump signed to keep the illegals out.
It's too late.
Because that's what's going to make Trump win.
We're past just keeping them out.
Listen,
he has to deport the ones that are here.
Everything is in the shitter. Everything.
Yeah, I know.
New York, California, and they know it's Biden's fault. I predict right now, and you could go back and listen to this show in November.
Yeah, we'll
Trump's
going to
win, and in Trump's words, bigly. Bigly.
He hasn't said that this go around. This time around.
Or huge.
Yeah, huge.
And this is the same guy who has the white words. He says China.
China.
He's a crack, I'm telling you. Although he's much more calm this time around.
Listen, I don't care if Trump makes fun of everyone every day he's in the White House, as long as I pay $1.70 for gas.
Did you see that Vivek?
A gallon. Vivek, I don't care who he makes fun of.
Did you see?
I don't care.
Vivek is out as a VP selection.
Vivek ain't have a chance.
Vivek, he was gonna be, he was in the pool of
fake
of possible VPs, and now he's not.
Listen, you know why he didn't have a chance?
No.
Number one, people can't even say his fucking name.
Oh God, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
If his name was John Smith, then he probably would have had a chance.
What's wrong with Vivek? Anybody can say that. Ramaswamy. These are easy names.
Who the fuck is going to vote for someone named Ramaswamy?
Why not?
Ream my mommy.
Oh, dear.
Who the fuck is going to vote for some fucking jackass? I'm surprised. The only reason why Barack Hussein Obama
got elected
he was a slick talker.
Yeah, he came to Harvard.
I remember watching him when he was in the Senate. Or whatever the fuck he was in. And that man can talk. He could sell a bald-headed man a comb.
Yeah.
He was a slick fucking talker.
I agree.
But that's what made him win. That's what made Ronald Reagan win. But nobody's going to vote for anyone that's called Ream My Mommy.
Makes a comment that Trump brought vaccine and he's a murderer. I'm wondering if he could expound on that. What made him a murderer? That the vaccine killed people? Is that what you're insinuating? I'd just love to know.
Trump bought vaccines.
He brought them. That's what I think it says. He's a murderer.
Well, let me tell you something. If you believe that, then you have to believe that the Democrats released the virus. Cut a deal with China, because we all know that the Bidens are in with China, and they released the virus. Well, I believe
Bidens are getting paid by Chinese. So it was interesting that Biden didn't show up for the congressional hearing, even though he begked to have a public hearing. That happened this week as well.
He's got to go. Motherfucker's got to go.
Hunter Biden did not show up for the hearing.
Fuck him too. Only, fucking crackhead. Yeah. What a joke. Can you imagine if that was Trump's son walking around butt naked, holding a pistol, smoking crack and fucking two prostitutes?
Yeah, sound like a party.
Damn, I want to hang out with Hunter.
He probably would be fun.
Man, I'd be partying like a motherfucker.
Oh, Cart says that both Trump and Biden should go to prison.
How come?
Well, they're both criminals.
Go to prison for what?
Biden for taking money from
Biden, was taking money. What did Trump do?
It depends on your point of view, I suppose.
You know why? I think people are jealous of Trump, too.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't bang a woman like he's with.
Oh, my God.
Men get jealous. I'm telling you. Men get jealous.
Of what?
Look at Trump. He's an old fucking man and he's got a hot babe.
Oh, Melania? Is that
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Guys get like, why can't, when she guys go home, they look at their wife.
53 or 54.
Yeah. And guys get upset saying, damn, why can't my wife look like that?
Because you're not worth $100
million. They get jealous.
You need a few hundred million to look like that.
Listen, they're jealous of the woman he has. Uh-huh. They're jealous of his status. They're jealous of the way he talks. They're jealous of what he owns. They're jealous of his money. They're jealous. People are jealous.
Then why would a man vote for him then if you're jealous?
People are jealous. Those are the ignorant people. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Because people don't want to
Vote for him because we want his policies back.
Yeah.
That would be the right answer, Zach.
And people want to pay less on everything, which we all were. Well, we were paying
less. You know, like with Trump, we know he's not a perfect person, but yes, he did have great policies. I mean, yes, we had 4 years of no new wars and conflicts. Like, did they not like four years of peace and prosperity?
Exactly. He was the only president in history to walk into North Korea. All the other presidents, and you could YouTube this. They're looking at North Korea.
I don't know if Rocky is still here, but I like how he talks about. Trump was also the first one to set foot in the Forbidden City, and the Chinese leaders had like that shit face look like they had been paddled.
Yeah, exactly.
Cart's comment is not about jealousy; it's about deflection.
Deflection of what?
Deflecting us from the truth of some kind, I would imagine.
What truth?
I don't know. I'm just offering.
Maybe Cart has money and he's wealthy, and it doesn't matter whether he's paying $5 a gallon of gas. It doesn't matter maybe he's buying two bags of grocery for $250. Some people that have the money don't give a shit.
Well, I suppose that's true, because it doesn't hurt them.
Most people who are extremely well-to-do are probably enjoying eating steak and hors d'oeuvres and drinking the most expensive wine.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to Restricted Airspace. But, welcome to Live Studio.
And then, of course, they want to talk about, and I'm not going to mention this one congresswoman's name, who thinks that, you know, cows ought to have their asses fitted with catalytic converters when maybe she needs to have a catalytic converter fitted on her mouth because she's so full of hot air.
Yeah. I don't know what CART means, but I stopped reading my comments incorrectly to discredit my comment.
That's my fault. I was just reading what I thought I saw on the screen. I'm too
far
away.
It says deflection.
I thought that's what it said. I might be wrong. I don't know.
He might. You know what I think? Maybe CART is Hunter Biden.
Maybe CART will join you
one day. Are you really Hunter Biden?
No.
And you came in under that name?
That's silliness. Don't say that.
You see? He said could be.
Could be. Could be.
I'll bet you it is Hunter Biden.
How do you talk?
Hey, Hunter, send me over a couple of those prostitutes.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, you let them in, too. Yeah, that's it. Sure. I want to congratulate you, Mr. Watt. Our engagement is one short of 550 people this evening.
Oh, that's show. Nice.
Very exciting.
I don't know why they're listening.
Well, they want to hear what you have to say.
No.
Felix.
Yes.
By the way, Tom McDonald released a new song. He's an anti-woke rapper.
Uh-huh.
And the song is called The Machine.
You have it?
Let's hear it.
I do.
I'm not Republican, I am not a liberal. Why the hell can't I just be American without getting political? The system gonna suppress us all, they don't care about the cost. How's this a democracy when we got communists in charge? Cancel culture Nazis, all they're missing is the swastikas. Honestly, this is a psychological holocaust. Pumping propaganda through the screen and straight into your brain. You ain't on a plantation, but you definitely still a slave. Race theory is indoctrinating children. Tell blacks they're disadvantaged, tell whites they got white privilege. What a brilliant way to reinforce division. If whites believe they have it easy, they will never help you fight the system. And now they burn in books in untraditional ways. That is traded newspapers for the digital age. Now the facts can be deleted with no physical flames. That has changed the information and the truth gets erased.
I like that.
Liberal, progressive, and traditional are hitmen hired to kill the individual. They label people red or blue, divide us. They don't ever help. They want to.
It's a good song.
Yeah, that is good. Before we let Eric talk, I just have to respond to what CART Simpson wrote.
It's like Bart Simpson's, but a letter off. Eh?
That's right. It probably is Bart Simpson.
Who is Bart
Simpson? It says, so Trump tanked America with the pandemic.
Oh.
Anyone in their right natural mind.
Is that more of CART's comment?
Yeah. Oh. Anybody in their natural state of mind cannot blame Trump for the pandemic, number one.
Well, who are we blaming?
He didn't cause the pandemic.
Who are you blaming?
China.
Okay.
So just he so didn't clear. Cause the pandemic. So when the pandemic came to the United States, nobody, Trump's not a scientist, no one out there knew what the fuck to do.
We were listening to
at
that
the
guy.
Time, I was telling. Working in nursing homes.
Yeah, no.
And people were dying left and right. So anybody with any kind of a brain that says Trump tanked the economy with the pandemic, It's almost like the planes didn't hit the World Trade Center.
The economy did suffer dramatically as a result of the pandemic.
I don't care if George fucking Washington was president. Mm-hmm. I don't care if Kennedy was president. I don't care if Reagan was president. anybody that was sitting in that chair in the Oval Office, I don't care who you were, when the pandemic hit, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Yeah, it was very
so uncertain time. You know, it's not like, oh, well, you know, he needs to go on SNBC and say Trump caused the pandemic. Take it a little step further.
Well, I think that does.
He caused it. He created it.
Does that imply that he benefited from it? Perhaps that was what Cart means. I don't really
know.
Where's
no,
the proof
no.
of evidence, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense what he's saying, because anybody that was sitting in that chair couldn't deal with that pandemic. Nobody even knew.
We had Fauci to help
there
us.
Was, yeah, really. Nobody even knew what the cure would be. Nobody knew shit. That's like a strange virus coming into the system. And let me tell you something. It will happen again.
Well, didn't they catch a lab in California?
It will happen again.
They caught a lab in California where it had all sorts of deadly viruses and refrigerators unstored incorrectly. I think they had to burn the building down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God forbid, when the next one comes, it might wipe out half the population on Earth.
Well, sure.
And then you could blame Trump for that, too.
I guess.
Even if he's not president.
Well, they blamed the stampede we had yesterday on him, and he's not the president.
You can blame Trump for everything.
They blamed him for that barrage or whatever, that infiltration, whatever you want to call it, whatever
yes.
happened yesterday, that invasion that the Post recorded.
Blame Trump.
The MSNBC blamed
that's
Trump.
That's right.
And that's how we started this
conversation. You know what? I think I'm going to do that from this point.
The more they keep blaming Trump for all their troubles, they're just making him look good.
I agree.
So what's happening, Eric?
Well, on Podbean this evening and this weekend, of course, you've got the Underground Shuffle coming up at 9 p.m., which is in a little under an hour. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the Outside of Normal will have its Friends at Friday presentation with Russ and Lucky Me, which that should be a good show. And then the Outside of Normal will have its Saturday presentation of Herbal Talk with Shelby, and Sunday, the Illuminated Brilliance of Caps. And also this weekend, you've got the Beans and Weenie is doomed show, like with Scooter, Spanky, and Jester, and featured appearances by Mayor Crazy and Shorty V and maybe a couple other friends and Shells.
Uh-huh.
All next week, you've got the Ralph William podcast to start the day, and then you've also got the Old Man's podcast show, which I'm proud to be a part of, along with the Slightly Serious show, and then the Frank and D show on Tuesday, and then Substance for Days like Wednesday or Thursday, so be on the lookout for that, and then the Beans and Weenie show will have its Lunch with Spanky presentations, like be on lookout for those, and the Wednesday evening Slightly Doomed, and then Wednesday is the Psychrated 2 Alpha on the video streams, which is YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Rumble, and of course, if you want like a podcast that's for an opposing point of view, I'm sure Cart Simpson might like Solid Blue Sisters, My Turn to Talk. And he might even like a really cool podcast over on Twitch that conservatives would not recommend. It's called Proudly Radical with Kai. And he used to be on Podbean. And he bills himself as an anarcho-socialist.
Anarcho-socialist.
He's basically a hardcore liberal is what he is.
Yeah, no.
And then you also got the Potluck podcast. And you also got the Pulse Wednesday Night Variety show with Bretton and the gang. And plus featured appearances from Laguna, podcast talents like George and Russ and Shep and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And be on lookout for 620 Patio on Wednesday and a few other great podcasts. And be on lookout should the Slightly Serious show fire up its all new season. And honorable mentions to the Kirkley Hennessy show, the John DeVito show when he comes back, and the Amber May show, and, just so many other great content creators worth checking out.
That's great.
I want to say hi to Paul and to Garrett and let you know that we're on every Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
So that's right.
We hope to see you next week on our show.
So follow us if you're new to the show. Follow us. Listen, everybody. I want to thank everyone. Zach, my number one fan, the pod godfather, Eric.
And I'm
hope
also
everything's
the
okay.
February fan club winner over on the Pulse podcast. And I've really been collecting a lot of podcast memorabilia.
Oh,
that's good.
A handcrafted quilt from Grammy, and coffee mugs of the Slightly Serious show, and Trace Talk, and the Amber May show, and the coffee mug from my fan club win, and then a big prize pack from the Potluck Podcast.
All right.
Mr. Wop, just to name a few.
Mr. Wop, you're going to have to get some swag going here for your show. We'll have to think about that.
Oh, we definitely need, sure. need some walking billboards around, don't we, Ann?
Absolutely. And, we're going to get on.
I know Zach would rock it like it's going out of style. I think Rocky needs some swag, and I know Coop and James and Miz.
Restricted airspace just followed us. All right,
awesome, welcome.
Glad listen, have people, have a good weekend out there. Don't drink and drive.
Yes, don't smoke and drive.
We're 90 days away until Easter, though.
Truly, we are. I can't believe it's here.
I'm going to text Raccoon and make sure everything's all right with him.
Yes, we'll have to find out. Yeah.
Zach, what's your last word?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
That's everything.
You know what Rocky would say? He didn't kill himself.
I was going to say.
What does Rocky say? Something about.
He didn't suicide himself.
I'm still
himself.
Here. That's right. Yeah. And you, Eric?
Well, his last word would be, I didn't kill myself.
Oh, that's it.
Well, I would basically say, borrow from another podcast, be the reason someone smiles today.
Oh, this is nice. I like that.
All right, people, I'm taking you out with a little WAP music. Woo! C'è la luna, mezzo mare. Oh, yeah, and...
keep hope in your heart.
Oh, isn't that special? Woo! Zach!
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
That's everything. Restricted airspace and all right, but I'll smoke and guitar.
Woo!
Woo! Oh!
Mama, la, da, 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 da.
Yeah, baby!
Oh, mama!
All right, people, I'm out of here. Ciao.